Hello again. Now, a bit late for TT, but we are sitting in a nice, settled, dry weather window. Lovely. But if you're a hay fever sufferer, definitely not so. The classic combination over the last weekend brought a flood of sufferers to the surgery and to meds. Many because they were not sure what was happening. Did they have a heavy cold, cough thing, bringing a scary wheezing symptom to the party as well? That was a common worry. Or could those red, itchy, swollen faces and eyes be something really serious? They couldn't see. It's grass pollen, of course, at this time of year. That's the culprit. No tree or weed or fungal elements in the mix, any practical sense. The combination of some rain, then a dry spell, adding wind, thereafter, is just what brought us to such high ambient pollen levels last weekend. Pollen tending to drop to ground level in the late afternoon and early evening. As wind and temperatures fall, hence allergy symptoms can feel really quite bad then. Don't forget the layer effect either. If you're really struggling with hay fever, despite having taken all the medication available, fear not. A change of clothes, a quick hair wash, close the windows at home, bing, most of these symptoms will decrease. Pollen allergy symptoms arrive as the body sees an invading pollen grain as a foreign agent. Launching a response, which involves bringing to the party large specialist white cells laden with chemicals which will neutralise the invader. These so-called mast cells, specialised white cells, big guns in the fight against intruding particles, are sent by systems in the body to the site of trouble. There they will so-called degranulate, as it's called, at those sites, and by doing so release numerous chemicals including histamine. These produce the classic allergy reactions. Itchy eyes, sneezing, runny noses, coughs and wheezing and itchy skins. Hence the term antihistamine if asking at the pharmacy for something for hay fever. Logically, the body is just trying to exclude, remove, discharge out the pollen. So why not pour resource into the process? Running the eyes and noses and coughing and wheezing and scratching all aiding this process. But could a sensitive, aware human ignore this process? Hardly. You just have to rub your eyes, you have to sneeze, blow your nose, cough, sniff, scratch, all making the problem, of course, more troublesome. It's not fair. It really isn't. It's just stuff. So treatments designed to reduce the allergy burden can only do so much. We are both over-the-counter and on prescription antihistamines, medications taken by mouth in eye drops form, nasal sprays and skin creams. We have inhalers primarily used in asthma, such as salbutamol or Ventolin, which can usually be employed in pollen-derived wheezing as well. Just as in typical asthma, we can use the nuclear option, steroids. They really do damp down the allergic response, but obviously are very powerful agents. Usually just short term and taken orally by mouth for those needing serious allergy relief. Wonderful for certain scenarios, exams, certain things at weddings, special occasions. We can use steroid nasal sprays, eye drops, inhalers too in any given situation. Most just on prescription status, although some sprays are available over-the-counter too. Ideally, getting on treatment early works best. This reducing the allergy burden in the first instance rather than reacting to it. Always a more protracted process if you do that. Modern oral antihistamines, and there are lots in the market now, nothing really new this year again, they are typically non-drowsy making. Not always though, even those labelled as such can make you feel a bit fatigued. Although of course, hay fever doesn't have such a name for no reason. It in itself can make you feel quite tired. After all, your body is at war with pollen, or whatever it may be. This inflammatory reaction and series of events drains the energy out of you, so you feel really tired. So, avoid pollen. Avoid the loading by closing those windows. Car windows too. Recycle the air in the car if you have the blowers on. A change of clothes, a quick shower on arriving home, makes being out in the weather will also help enormously. Then, as already mentioned, you have a huge choice in everything antihistamine. Always read the label. Do not go over the top. Do not take extra tablets, syrup, etc. More is not better. Like painting a white wall with white paint. 2 coats might be great. 10 coats, not whiter, but more paint needed. Too much antihistamine brings side effects with no additional benefit, some potentially quite serious. So once more for luck, always read the label, please. As they say, if all else fails, try reading the instructions. Till next week, cheerio.